You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, Sarah. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Kia ora.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yes,
good, thanks.
Now, you guys are here to talk to us about this university and the people that reside and learn and teach and exist around it.
Yep.
And what goes on in their heads.
That's right.
Yes.
Tell us a wee bit about University Mental Health Day. I can't believe it's the first one.
Kind of the first one. It's the first one that I've been involved with. It was a concept born out of the UK in 2012, and the University of Newcastle over in Australia kind of picked up the concept and asked if we could run it over here. So now it's become a national day for Australia and New Zealand, and this year it's being held on Tuesday.
So when you say they asked if we could run it over here, why did they do that? Just because it went so well for them? It was a success?
Yeah, it's definitely a real big success for them now in the UK. Like the government timed release of some like government strategies on University Mental Health Day, so it's definitely got a lot of stature in the UK. And I think we just recognise that it's a real need. We need to start talking about university mental health and the needs of students and their mental health while studying at university.
I guess mental health across the board. I mean, we're a university radio station. We are here in the middle of the university. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the university.
Sure.
Why the university in particular? What are some of the things that make it important? You know, some of the things that specifically mental health issues for people that go to university or teach at university?
Yeah, well, I'm one of the mental health advisors here at University of Auckland.
And hey there.
So, yeah, we're supporting students with mental illness. It's actually more common than what we think, actually, in New Zealand.
I think everyone's got a little bit.
Yeah, probably,
which is okay, which is fine, you know.
Yeah, and so for the tertiary population, it's a high-risk time for psychological stress. There's a lot going on for students. They've probably moved away from home. They got financial stress. They got academic
scooters,
stress.
Lime scooters coming to
scooters.
And fro everywhere
you go. Financial, yeah, and academic stress. So it's a time.
Just the future is pretty stressful.
Mm, yeah.
He says two days before his final day. Yeah. No, you know, totally though. You know, it's you know, people here to you've committed to a fairly hard slog of down one road of learning that you're hoping at the end will be the right choice, I guess. You know?
Yeah. They're an extremely at-risk age population too. So the general age that we see here at the university of being 18 to 26 is actually the most prominent age for mental health issues to kind of set in. And then we add that extra layer of complexity of the stresses that Kim does mention, and they actually become an extremely high-risk population. And yes, university is really exciting and it opens up lots of opportunities, but that's not to say
but
that
it's not
there
a place
is
centre,
risk.
Is it? It's a grown-up learning
it
place
is.
Where people don't muck around.
Yeah, you know, and it can be a real change from high school and the sort of different approach to learning. So, and that can come as a real shock to some students.
What's the sort of biggest misconception? Do you find that the thing that really catches students by surprise when they come here? You know, because imagine that sort of, when you mentioned the age group, I thought, it's a cocky age group. Yeah, that age group thinks they know everything, sort of thing. He says the old guy, eh? But you know what I mean? Like you think that's when you start feeling, when you get that age, you start feeling kind of bulletproof, and you start being a bit, you know, risky in life and that sort of thing. But then at the same time, you're almost it's the most vulnerable, they say, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably time management with all assignments and things.
One person to talk to.
Due dates are all at the same time. Students are struggling to, while they're procrastinating because they're anxious, they're struggling to manage their time and the workload basically and juggle it with everything else they're doing in their life.
Yeah, and you can really suffer from that imposter syndrome. So it's like, I've been able to go to university, so I can't possibly find this hard now, and I can't struggle.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm feeling like
look at me go!
It's not, I'm not allowed to feel stress. I'm not allowed to feel sad. And then that pressure of not being able to just be open and honest with your feelings can really, really impact students.
And so when is University Mental Health Day?
So it's on Tuesday the 7th.
Okay, yep. That's not far away. Yeah,
no.
Cool, yep. cool, cool. Right, yeah, and what are we going to do on that day?
Okay.
Yeah, the university.
Yep, so we're having the city campus is like maybe the main hub for the day. So we've got heaps of activities going on in the quad space. And the theme this year for University Mental Health Day, on the back of the UK's one, which ran in March, is Use Your Voice. So it's all about empowering students, giving students a platform to talk about, you know, their mental health and what they want to see university do for their mental health. So we're providing a physical...
Don't hold back.
Just have them all flying in.
Yeah.
So we've got a stage, we've got heaps of live performances all around that theme of Use Your Voice. So we've got poetry slams, we've got a surprise support performance at lunchtime, we've got a guest speaker, Deborah Lampshear, who is an esteemed guest speaker. We're really lucky to have her. She's a professional teaching fellow here at the university, but also has a wealth of experience of a mental health educator. So she's talking, we have an MC, we've got an engagement wall where we're going to really try and interact with students and get them to, you know, to tell us what is going on for them and how we can help. Yeah, I think that's about it. And food, there's going to be some food there.
And food too.
Yes.
Most important food.
Yes.
And I mean, because I guess the key again is to say that don't feel weird about it.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know, like in the past, I guess that's what's held some people back from accessing, you know, what's on offer. But so don't feel weird about it, because no matter how weird you think you are, everyone else is just the same. So you'll be fine.
Yeah.
What do you do if there's somebody outside of Mental Health Day, who you think may need a bit of assistance in that sort of with their mental.
Just to go back to your point just a second ago, actually you're right that 50% of people, only 50% of people will seek support when they need it. So the beauty of a day like this, like an awareness day, is that it creates an opening and a space to start having these conversations, and we need to start having these conversations.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's never been as accessible on campus as it is now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
so that's cool. So take advantage of it.
Yes.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah. And we want to speak to students. Students are experts by experience, and they really deserve to be in this conversation and shape the future of student mental health.
Yeah. Because, a mentally happy student is a mentally happy country-ish.
The link
thing
between...
everyone to be happy. You know, everyone to be anxious. And
absolutely.
Life can really drive up the anxiety and the discomfort in that respect. The Mental Health Day is on the 7th.
Yep.
And if people want to get hold of you guys, are they able to do that somehow? What's the go-to sort of... way to get hold of the mental health team here at the university?
So I work for Campus Life. I'm one of the wellbeing coordinators here. And we're a team dedicated to this preventative space. So we've got University Health and Counselling, that is your reactive service that you can go and see if you need sort of...
Where do you just put your hand up? Like if you're in the surf or something like that? Where do you go? Where do you go for that?
It is on level 3 of the Kate Edgar building.
And you can book online too if you want to. And then we have mental health advisors who support students more long term who have mental health diagnosis. So we have those two main support services for students.
Yeah.
And then
you don't have to be diagnosed though, do you? Did you say mental health diagnosis?
For the mental health advisors support, then yes, you do.
Okay,
yeah. But the first point of call is University Health and Counselling. Yeah.
Yep. Cool. All right, hey, Sarah Kim, thank you very much for coming in this morning. And good luck with all that, and what a positive step for the University of Auckland.
And just to say, if anybody is looking for sort of advice or support for yourself or someone else, then you can text free 1737, that's a national health service, and they're also going to be available around and about physically on the day as well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Here's to mental health. Hip hip, hooray!
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.